BFBS.
The Forces Station.
What made you apply to Traitors in the first place?
Well, lucky enough, I was just being my normal self, just acting like an idiot on their TikToks, and they sort of must have come across it and then pinged me a message. And the funniest thing about it was I just sort of aired it because I was like, no thanks, I don't want an iPhone 13, don't want to get scammed sort of thing, don't want to give you my bank details. And then they were like, no, seriously, like, here's my number, ring it sort of thing. And I did, and then I heard all about the show, and I was like, this is amazing. And then obviously in the end, I heard you can win up to 120 grand. And I was like, I'm in. And then I stuck the first three episodes on of series one, and I was hooked. So then I did my application from that and luckily got accepted.
Well, that was just meant to be. And as you went into it, how do you feel like your experiences from the military helped you, like especially in the challenges, I imagine?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the physical and mental tasks, like, you sort of do anything you can to just get the job done. That everyone has their own strengths and weaknesses. So even the ability to, when it comes to like the military and, to, you know, designate jobs and things like that, it worked really well as to sort out and work well as a team to win as much money as we could. And then at the same time, like the military training, like the being able to sort of apply and like de-apply, if that's the word, like, you know, like apply and sort of lessen off emotions to certain jobs, and like the way I held myself as in certain situations, whether I showed a lot of emotions, whether I didn't like really show much emotions, like the way I acted through just relationships and building the bonds and like seeing other people go. And then I think just the mental resilience basically helped me massively to realize why I was there, what I'm doing it for. I've got a job to do and just get the job done.
How much work did you put in beforehand? Did you study the first season to see how people were playing it and see if you could work any of that into your game, or did you just go in for it?
I just went in for a laugh. I think I obviously saw series one and I sort of watched them, but I can't say I took too many tips. I especially did from Wilf, I guess. I was just more like, I just need to do that same sort of thing but not show as much emotion and sort of be a little bit more chilled out. But when I went there, it was like I wanted to play my own game. So like, I didn't really want to watch the whole of series one because I didn't want to ruin any surprises. Obviously I knew the missions and stuff would be different, but I didn't want to ruin it for myself because I didn't want to get myself into this habit of expecting things to happen and then sort of trying to how I would act. Because then if something happened completely different, then and it's not going to plan, then I might have just said the complete wrong stuff.
Now, we had a chat with Johnny, right, and he is full of admiration for how you played the game. He said no hard feelings towards you whatsoever. But how did you feel when he got banished? Was it very different because of that Forces connection you had with him?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, I looked at Johnny and, like, I think everyone in the military will agree, like, no matter where you are in life, if there's someone there for the Forces, you sort of have that sense of home. So, like, when I was there, obviously we had no contact with home and things like that. But I'd look at Johnny and obviously we have completely different stories, completely different backgrounds. But because we had that military connection, it was like I could sort of look at him and we was already connected in some way, if that makes sense. So like he was my sort of bit of home that is up there with me. And obviously it was the hardest night sort of seeing him go. But I knew it had to happen for the game and I knew it had to happen for my game plan. And I think the reason why it was so hard was because I knew he was telling the truth. And I was like basically betraying him. And that, I mean, that's what the Traitors is, isn't it? So I knew he was telling the truth and I seen how it was affecting him. Like he was sort of shaking. He was sort of like no one's believing me. And I'm just sort of there on the bandwagon, not being able to say much because then that incriminates me. So yeah, it was definitely the hardest night, but he's been amazing. I mean, we call all the time and things like that.
So now you've won, you've got the prize money, everything that goes with it. Are you going to continue your time in the military? If not, is there anything that you're going to miss? What happens moving forward for you?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to the military, obviously, all respect to the military, it made me the man I am today. And it's been amazing, obviously, in helping me with winning the game, really, let's be honest. But I was sort of already looking to start the next chapter of my life before the TV show already came about. I had done 6 years in the military. I'd sort of been sent away and I'm a lover man. I'm a hopeless romantic. So obviously it sounds so cringe, but it takes that special someone, you know, like I never wanted a full career in the army because I wanted to move back home. And I think it was just like, you know, being away the Monday to Friday. And then if I get deployed, it's months where I can miss birthdays or miss, you make memories with your partner, you know, and that just wasn't for me. So then when I've met my girlfriend and sort of I miss my family, my decision was like, look, I'm going to get what I can, and I'm ready to leave now, sort of thing. And then luckily, when I was on like my supervisor's course from work, that's when I got messaged to do the TV show, but I'd already sort of signed off anyway. But again, they've been amazing in helping me. So obviously I have this sign off period. They're going to try, hopefully, early release me, because I have so many crazy meetings with like managements and stuff, and who knows what's next. But for me personally, they've been such a key help in allowing me to go to these interviews and allow me to do this today, you know. It's all thanks to them. But at the same time, I just want to keep going, like more shows, more reality TV, because why not? If I have the opportunity, I might as well grab it with both hands, because I wouldn't change it for the world.
Lastly, what would be the best message that you've got from one of your mates in the military?
God, well, all of them, I think, at the same time have gone, I didn't realise you could do that, Clarkey, to be honest, because they all know me as the sort of Clarkey who's just like there for a laugh sort of thing, always saying stupid stuff like, do you believe in aliens, mad stuff like that. And like I said on the show, like, imagine being a sheep, because like, imagine being a sheep, do you know what I mean? Like, it must just be so boring. Like, we're so lucky to be human sort of thing. And like, for them, they see that every single day in work. So I think they were just starstruck, as in like, they didn't realize I could do it either. And like, watching it back, I don't think they trust me anymore now anyway, especially after what I did to Johnny. BFBS, the Forces Station.